Sometimes success makes you think that anything and everything you do is right and good. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Judges chapter 8, and this is what it says in verse 22. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you and your son, and your grandson also, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian." And Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you." So by the guidance of God, Gideon had led a successful military campaign. He captured two princes and two kings. So much so was he successful that the men of Israel would say to Gideon, "You would make a great king. Why not give it a try? Let's set up a dynasty." And at this point, we hear Gideon's refusal. But if we continue to read, we watch him take treasure like a king and receive the garments and the adornments of a king, maintain a harem like a king, and eventually gives his son a name that means, "My father is king." Most tragic of all, though, is this ephod that Gideon had made and set in his hometown. An ephod was a garment that was worn by the high priest in Israel. And there were 12 stones on the ephod, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And there were also two mysterious stones, known as the Urim and the Thummim, that were used to help discern God's will. So the ephod was to be worn by the high priest and no one else. We do know that the high priest resided in Shiloh and not where Gideon was at the time. But Gideon had one of these made anyway, and it became a snare, a trap for himself and for the people. They served it. They worshiped it. They wanted it more than they wanted the Lord. Sometimes success makes you think that anything and everything you do is right and good. So what are we supposed to do with this text? Well, one of the things we observe is that the spiritual condition of the nation of Israel is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse, and it will continue to spiral downward. There's no hope to be found in the people. They can't live up to the standard of God's word. Neither is there any true hope in the judges. The previous ones have delivered, but only temporarily. And now we're beginning to see that they are no real moral or spiritual heroes. We have these attitudes of arrogance or fear and entitlement coming forth from these guys. So we need to seek a change in character, in goals, in purpose. But who do we look to help us with this? We can't do it ourselves. But yet God is faithful. The land had rest. God is overly gracious to his people and not destroying them. And then, in the right time, he sends Jesus. And in Jesus, we can find a true concern for the glory of God. Jesus is the true Israel. In Jesus, we find a comfort, not in the material world, but in the certainty of God's mission. Jesus is the perfect missionary and sin slayer. In Jesus, we find a truly victorious warrior who is deserving of all authority. Jesus is the rightful king, not Gideon, and the only one worth following. And it's to him we can come to confess our arrogance, our fear, our sense of entitlement. We can come to him because he has won forgiveness for us through his death and resurrection. We come to him in repentance, and we are reminded that in Jesus we are made new, and in Jesus we find the strength to overcome and defeat the obstacles of our sin. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Burma. And also remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.